Welcome to The Digital Brew,
a podcast about making your business more awesome online.
I'm Angela, a copywriter, here with my husband Stu, a web designer.
It's time to pour yourself a cuppa and let's get started. Welcome to episode 5 of The Digital Brew podcast. So in this episode, we'll be talking about brand guidelines. If you haven't got your brand guidelines in place yet, or you're due to review your existing guidelines, hopefully this should be helpful for you. So what are your brand guidelines? Well, they're a list of written rules or guidelines around who your brand is and what it should look and sound like in your copy and design. So you should ideally create them before you start any brand work if you're a new brand, or if you're an existing brand and you're doing a brand refresh, make sure you go through the brand guidelines before you get started.
Okay, so how do you create brand guidelines? Well, you can find so many templates online. Like, some of them are free, some of them are paid. And in fact, a lot of the bigger brands have their own brand guidelines publicly available. You can just Google it. So there's lots of inspiration out there and lots of different ways to do your brand guidelines. Some of them are actually really quite pretty and impressive. So definitely encourage you to have a bit of a Google and see what you can find. I actually have a template as well on my own website, so we'll link that in the show notes. I developed this over the last few years of working with brands and just trying to come up with a system to help them identify their brand voice and create something more consistent for them. And also that way I can create copy that sounds like them and appeals to their audience. So that's the whole idea.
So we're going to run through a lot of the stuff on that template. So even if you want to go and download it now so you can follow along.
Yeah, or just make some notes based on what you're hearing here. If anything jumps out at you as possibly relevant to your own brand guidelines, just jot that down and create yours as you go along.
So the first section is brand objectives. So this is goals and timeline. So you want to look at what you want to achieve in your business and why you want to create your brand strategy.
Yeah, so you're just creating some context around the brand strategy so that it's really grounded in your business goals, your vision, and just, yeah, coming up with a real purpose for it there.
So you look at a rough timeline of what you'd like to achieve in 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1, 2, 5, and 10 years.
And you know, that timeline is up to you, but I find that covers most people. There's some short-term stuff and then there's some longer-term stuff. And you might not really know where your business will be in 5 or 10 years, but I think it's always good to have some kind of vision for the future so that you can create brand guidelines that will help take you in that direction. Okay, so the next section of your brand guidelines I like to include is your purpose. So that's all about why you exist. And this again is just setting some more context and making sure that the brand guidelines are a really good fit with your business's purpose. So for example, your purpose might be to help more people do things faster or easier. You might want to help people unlock their hidden potential. Basically, your purpose is your highest values.
So the next section of the template is looking at the audience. So knowing who you are really is only a part of your brand's picture. The other and equally important part is who you serve. So our favorite, best paying and most delighted customers fit the following profile. So you're going to look at age, the location of your customers, their family circles, their education, their work, interests, goals, desires, and aspirations. Also looking at their struggles and their pain points.
So a lot of people do struggle with identifying their target audience, especially honing in on just one ideal client. So if you want to think more about that, just listen to our previous episode, episode 4, that's all about identifying your target audience. But just on that, I would say that not all of these factors will be relevant to every audience. So family might not always be relevant. Or you might think it's not relevant initially, but it's also just good to tell that part of the story. Even if you're in B2B, it's still handy to have that context around your audience if you can provide it. Another thing from the copywriting perspective is, you know, your audience is really like your source of gold for your copy. So definitely spend some extra time really putting down information about them and really thinking about their goals, desires, aspirations, and also their struggles and pain points. If you can really articulate those things, even if you talk to your audience, you will find out some absolute gold for your copy there. You might even just be able to copy paste it into your website. Sometimes it's that good. Okay, so now let's talk about your offer. So that is your product and service, the problems you solve, and the benefits. So I like to list out the key features of your product or service and just the core problems that you solve for your audience. And that will make up the bulk of your offer. It's also good to talk about the benefits of buying your product or service. And with this, I like to really pay special attention to your emotional benefits. So, you know, how do you make your audience feel after they've purchased or experienced your product? Okay, so the next section that I like to cover in your brand guidelines is your brand's position. So that's generally your USP and tagline. And so with your USP, that's your unique selling proposition. And that is, you know, what you do, who you do it for, and what makes you unique. So talk about, you know, what makes you different in the marketplace despite your competitors, and what helps you attract new customers. Another little section that I really like to throw in here is words that happy customers use to describe your brand. So this can be a really good one to pull from your testimonials, and it's another source of gold of your copy. So you'll often find words used in there that you'll want to use elsewhere in your copy. And it'll just make a lot more sense to your audience if you're speaking their language. Another thing you want to put in this part is your tagline. And a lot of businesses want to be really creative with their tagline, but I often find it's better to just do a shortened version of your USP, especially if, you know, you're just a small business. You want people to quickly recognize at a glance who you are and what you do. Okay, so this next section is your brand's identity. So something that I really like to do with brands is the brand archetype exercise. And I first heard about this from Glenn Murray. And basically, there are a bunch of different archetypes, and you can read through the information on them and decide which one is the best fit for your brand. So I'll just read out what some of them are. So you've got the innocent, you've got the regular guy or gal, the hero, the outlaw, the explorer, the creator, the ruler, the magician, the lover, the caregiver, the jester, and the sage. So usually one, maybe two of these will jump out at you as being a really good fit for your brand and the vibe you want to go for. And it can just be really helpful to help you figure out and just take some shortcuts, I suppose, into figuring out what your brand identity needs to be. So as part of your brand identity, also, it's worth talking about how you want people to feel when they interact with your brand, and also how you want your brand to sound. So list out some words and phrases that you want to be associated with, and also put in an example paragraph that's written in your tone of voice. That's just a really useful sample for future writers to look at when they're going to be creating content for you. Okay, so I better hand over the mic to Stu because he needs to talk a bit, and being the designer, he's the best qualified to talk about the next section.
So you want to look at the core fonts. So for us, obviously in our business, the main use of these would be the website, but also your fonts are going to go in lots of different collateral, so print material as well. So you want to look at headings and body text, and you just want to make sure the fonts reflect your brand. So obviously you don't want to use something like Comic Sans on an accountant's website. And you don't want to use a really, you know, happy circus font, you know, for a more serious brand. So you just make sure the feel of the font works with the brand.
And make sure the body text goes well with the headings. Yeah. Together.
Some people use the same font everywhere. Like, for example, we use only one font for both the headings and the body text.
Do we?
We
cool.
do.
There you go.
But going two or three fonts is okay. Definitely not more than that, though. Looking at your color palette. So obviously, if you're an existing brand, you already have a color palette, unless you want to change it up a bit. But it's really handy to use a color palette tool to help pick out the colors that look good together. What's the one that we used? Kula.
Yeah.
So those allow you to like select certain colors, and then it automatically looks for colors that work well with those colors, and you can cycle through and find colors that work together. And in the document, you can list out the specific hex codes and RGB codes for those colors, and also your logo. So if you already have one, great. You can just simply add it to your brand guidelines document. And you want to make sure you have a high-res one, hopefully the source files, or if you don't have the source files, an SVG of that logo so it scales.
Yeah, so just include a link to those source files with the image of the logo. And on that point, if you don't yet have a logo, this brand guidelines document can be super helpful, a really good tool. You can pass them to your designer so they can create you a logo that's a good fit.
Yeah, if they're a good designer, they're going to ask you for something like this anyway. So this will be easy for you to simply hand over to them.
Okay. So the next section that is totally optional, but I think is really handy at the end of your brand guidelines document is some action steps. Because so usually after you've come up with your brand guidelines, you'll have a bunch of things you'll need to update based on those guidelines. So just list them out there, whether it's update your social media profiles or change your website up or even tweak your logo a bit. List out those action steps there so you can go forth and actually implement your brand guidelines. So once you've got your brand guidelines in place, you can refer to them or pass them on to your team members and contractors. So that'll be useful when you or they are creating any copy, designs, or marketing work. Pretty much anything customer facing, but hey, also internal stuff as well. And it's just really important to ensure all of that is consistent and on brand. Another thing to mention is it's a really good idea to review your brand guidelines regularly, not just to refresh your memory and make sure that you're staying on track, but also as your brand evolves, your brand guidelines will need updating as well.
All right, now to wrap things up, make sure you go and download the free brand guideline template. There'll be a link in the show notes, or you can just go to Ange's website and you'll see a link to it in the footer probably. And just go through and start filling out all the sections in that template.
And let me encourage you as well, look at other brands for inspiration, but at the same time, create something that looks and sounds just like you and is really tailored to your audience. And like I said, keep looking at your brand guidelines and updating them regularly, because this will keep everything consistent and on track. And if you've got a team, make sure that they're really spending some time in the brand guidelines as well. Okay, that's it for today. Our next episode is about writing your website copy. Super excited for that. So I'll see you there.
Bye. Thanks for listening to The Digital Brew with Ange and Stu.
Make sure you head over to thedigitalbrew.com for more episodes, detailed show notes, resources, and our newsletter.
And if you feel like this episode has helped you make your business more awesome, pop us a review.
We'll catch you next time.